Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9NRTree's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Modern PCOS Diet Cookbook for Beginners by Cassandra McKinney is a practical health and nutrition cookbook aimed at women managing polycystic ovary syndrome through food. Positioned within the PCOS diet and wellness category, it focuses on using everyday meals to support hormonal balance, weight loss, fertility, and better symptom control. The book is designed for beginners, which shapes its structure around accessibility rather than advanced nutrition theory. Its central promise is that a PCOS-friendly eating pattern can be realistic, non-restrictive, and compatible with daily life. Based on the available description and search data, the cookbook combines recipes with a 12-week meal plan and shopping lists, making it more of a guided program than a loose recipe collection. It emphasizes anti-inflammatory, low-glycemic, high-fiber meals with lean protein and healthy fats, reflecting common dietary strategies used for insulin resistance and hormone support in PCOS care. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a beginner-focused PCOS eating framework rather than a general cookbook. The book is built for readers who want structure, not just recipes. That matters because PCOS nutrition advice is often fragmented, with many people unsure how to turn broad recommendations into daily meals. By presenting itself as a beginner guide, the cookbook appears to translate nutritional principles into a usable starting point for readers who may be newly diagnosed or overwhelmed by conflicting information. Its value lies in reducing decision fatigue. Instead of asking the reader to design a full plan from scratch, it offers a ready-made framework that can be followed immediately. This makes the book especially relevant for people who have struggled to sustain vague healthy eating plans. In practical terms, a beginner orientation usually means simpler ingredients, clearer meal patterns, and less technical language. That design choice is important because PCOS management is most effective when the diet can be maintained consistently. The cookbook therefore functions as an entry point into more disciplined and informed eating, without requiring specialized culinary skills or deep prior knowledge of endocrine health. Secondly, hormonal balance is treated through low glycemic, anti-inflammatory food choices. A defining feature of the book is its emphasis on food choices that align with common PCOS nutrition strategies. The available descriptions point to low glycemic ingredients, high fiber foods, lean proteins, healthy fats, and anti-inflammatory meals. These elements are not random marketing terms. Together, they reflect a dietary approach meant to support insulin regulation, reduce blood sugar spikes, and ease metabolic stress. That connection is especially relevant in PCOS, where insulin resistance is frequently part of the health picture. The cookbook appears to treat meal composition as the main mechanism for influencing symptoms, rather than relying on restrictive or extreme diet rules. This is an important distinction because many readers with PCOS are wary of plans that eliminate too much food or feel unsustainable. Instead, the book frames balance as something achieved through combination protein, fiber, and healthy fats working together to create steadier meals. The result is a more realistic nutritional model, one that focuses on long-term consistency and symptom support rather than short-term dieting behavior. Thirdly, the 12-week meal plan turns dietary advice into a structured routine. One of the book's most practical features is the 12-week meal plan, which gives the cookbook a program-like quality. For readers managing PCOS, the challenge is rarely understanding that healthy food matters. The harder part is deciding what to eat repeatedly in a way that feels manageable. A multi-week plan addresses that problem by supplying rhythm, predictability, and repetition, all of which can improve adherence. The plan also suggests that the author wants readers to move beyond isolated recipes and toward an organized eating pattern that can shape shopping, prep, and daily habits. This structure is particularly useful for beginners because it removes the burden of meal construction from scratch. In a category full of recipe collections, a meal plan adds a higher level of usability by connecting individual dishes into a larger system. That makes the book more than a source of ideas. It becomes a practical implementation tool for people trying to stabilize eating habits while also managing fertility or weight-related goals. That kind of structure can be more valuable than culinary variety alone. Fourthly, shopping lists and simple recipes reduce the friction of daily adherence. The inclusion of categorized shopping lists is an important part of the book's real-world usefulness. Many diet books fail not because their advice is wrong, but because they do not help readers handle the logistics of applying it. Grocery planning, ingredient selection, and meal prep are often the exact points where healthy intentions break down. By pairing recipes with shopping lists, the book tries to remove that barrier and make the plan easier to execute in everyday life. The search data also suggests that the recipes are intended to be easy, clean, and stress-free, which indicates a focus on practicality over complexity. That matters for readers with PCOS because fatigue, busy schedules, and inconsistent energy are common concerns. A cookbook that is easy to shop for and simple to cook from has a better chance of being used regularly. This logistical support is one of the book's strongest differentiators because it addresses compliance as a design problem. Instead of assuming motivation will be enough, it builds convenience directly into the system. Lastly, the book positions food as support for fertility, weight loss, and symptom relief together. The cookbook is not limited to one outcome. It connects diet with hormonal balance, weight loss, fertility, energy, and overall symptom management, which reflects how PCOS is often experienced as a multifaceted condition. This broader framing is significant because many readers do not want a narrow weight loss book. They want a plan that acknowledges the links between metabolism, reproductive health, and day-to-day well-being. By including fertility in its purpose, the book also speaks to readers who are trying to improve ovulation or prepare for conception, which is a major concern in PCOS-focused nutrition. At the same time, it keeps weight loss in view without making it the sole focus. That balance helps the book stand out from generic diet cookbooks, which often ignore hormone-related complexity. The underlying message is that meals should support several overlapping goals at once, not force readers to choose only one health priority. This makes the cookbook more realistic for women whose PCOS affects both metabolic and reproductive health, and who need a plan that recognizes that connection. In conclusion, this cookbook is best suited for women with PCOS, who want a clear, structured way to use food as part of symptom management, especially beginners who feel overwhelmed by nutrition advice that is either too vague or too restrictive. It should also appeal to readers who care about practical execution, since the combination of recipes, meal planning, and shopping lists makes the book easier to follow than a standard recipe collection. Its main benefit is not novelty in nutrition science, but translation. It turns familiar PCOS dietary principles into an organized routine that can be used in daily life. That makes it useful for readers seeking support with insulin-related eating, weight management, fertility goals, and steadier energy. Compared with many books in the PCOS category, this one stands out for its emphasis on accessibility and implementation. Rather than presenting diet as a strict identity or a complicated protocol, it frames healthy eating as manageable, repeatable, and integrated into real schedules. For that reason, it works best as a practical starter guide for sustained change rather than a highly technical medical text. If you would like to support Cassandra McKinney, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.